What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. Good morning, everybody. What's up? What's up? Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day, Monday edition. Wow, so much happening today. And we're going to jump right in. I want to thank you for tuning in. Also, this weekend, if you're in America, in Connecticut, in any of our locations, we have Pastor Alan Hawes from the River Tampa Bay Church with us this Friday night in West Haven, Sunday morning and night in New London. We're going to call this episode, what do we call this one? Who are you blaming? Who are you blaming? You know, I remember when I was younger, we were kind of into this. Listen, first of all, kids, don't try this at home. We were kind of like into this spray paint phase where I just thought I would. It started with a Sharpie on a piece of paper, and I felt like I could really tag properly, and I had the right urban, you know, thing down. And then you realize that spray paint was a thing, and you just start spray painting. We called it tagging things, you know. So you go to a side of building, just write your whatever on spray paint. And people don't do that anymore, maybe in New York City and major, you know, urban areas, but we used to do it. And one time I was real little, and in our area there wasn't a whole lot of it, so you know, we did some. And I had a friend of mine that was like, listen, I want you to tag the side of this house in your neighborhood and just, you know, write your name on it. So I was like, okay. I was like, what am I going to write? So it was this weird thing. So I wanted to write like this DJ named Confusion with a K, and so nobody knew what it said and stuff. So he gives me a spray paint. So I start writing on the building, and he's telling me, I'm like, I don't know if I want to do it. He's like, do it, man. You got to do it. You got to do it. You got to do it. So I did. The minute I'm done doing it, he runs off and goes and tells on me that I spray painted the side of the building. Now, how ironic. I mean, I was little. I probably was 8. You know what I mean? Look, I'm telling you, at 38, it still bothers me. How ironic that dude was like, do it, do it, do it. No, I'm not sure. Yeah, you do it, do it. I do it, and he runs off and tells on me. I learned a hard lesson that day. That even though he was standing on the sideline yelling, do it, it was my fault. He didn't do it, right? So it doesn't matter how much he's yelling. It was really something I had to take responsibility for. Then there was a fast forward to a season in my life when I was really believing God to get healed of a lot of things, right? So you can, I mean, if you're not careful, you can just wallow in whatever, you know? Hey, look, you don't choose how you're born, meaning where you're born, who you're born from, all those things, right? Those things are kind of chosen for you, right? You don't really, if you're born into, you know, a crack house and your mom is addicted to heroin, you don't really have that choice, right? You're a baby, you know, God created you and you're born. The problem is when you get old enough to start taking responsibility for things and you begin to know right and wrong, it's a real tough burger to swallow to start assuming responsibility. I would say we live in a day where it is like normal to blame everybody else for our mishaps, right? I mean, you see it everywhere, not just in a younger generation, in a lot of generations. If there's a problem, then clearly it's your issue. If I'm hurting, it's because you did something wrong. If I feel uncomfortable, it's your fault. We'll never progress in God, and we'll never progress as a people if we're constantly finding someone else to hang our hat on. Right? So there's something wrong with me. So that clearly means that you did something wrong to hurt me. No, there's something wrong with you because you probably have to handle some things in you, right? When you begin to grow in God, you realize that a lot of what goes on in your life has very little to do with your surroundings, right? Faith is the opposite of that. Faith is anchored in the unseen realm. It is setting a spiritual temperature and a pace no matter what goes on around you. But we've come so far to a place where we want the outside to make it perfect. We want somebody else to, you know, if everything on the outside lines up just right, then clearly this is good. No, that's not the case. There are times in your life, many times, you're going to have to fight for some things. There are times in your life you're going to have to take responsibility, most times, and realize that it's going to start with you, right? So, like, is that a cliche? But truthfully, it's going to start with the man and the woman in the mirror, right? It's you realizing that a lot of the things that you struggle with, you gave power to and you shouldn't have, right? You gave it power, you gave it authority, you gave it access to ruin your day, your life, your year, whatever. And truthfully, if you're going to excel, then we've got to take responsibility and say, look, I can't control what went on from, you know, conception to birth. And you probably, to a degree, can't control what goes on from birth to, I don't know, when can you make up your mind, 10? Or if you're in a corrupt situation, 18? But let me tell you something. In the scope of the world, in the scope of your life, that is dust compared to the 90 years that you may live on this earth. And I'm not concerned, honestly, with how you were born, because what, we all born in a sucky way to some degree. I'm not concerned about your jacked up parents, because if statistics are right, your parents are jacked up. And I'm not concerned about your first few years of life. As horrible as they may have been, mine were horrible too. What I'm concerned about is what you're doing from now, meaning decision-making time, teens, 20, until you die. We're going to talk more about it. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about taking responsibility. Who are you blaming? And I was saying what goes on in your life is very little about what you can't control, but you have to worry about what you can. You know, I guess even the danger of, look, I love the compassion of socialism, but it makes no sense. Like, look, life isn't fair. Do you understand what I'm saying? Life's not fair. It's not, I get it. I'm fully with you. A kid that's born in Beverly Hills might have a different opportunity than the one I had growing up in the projects. Get over yourself. Who cares? Right? Life's not fair. And that's what you got to understand. My son ran to me the other day and said, man, I lost and I'm really upset about it. And I'm like, that's okay. So we'll play games in the pool, me and my son, right? And I'm trying to get the kid to work out too, and I'm trying to get him to learn how to catch and throw a ball. So if he's teasing and not really looking, I'm trying to teach this kid how to throw football. I'm like, dude, this is one of the foundations of American life, right? You better learn how to throw a football. So I'm trying to teach him, you line the laces up, you know? And then, so I didn't know what to do for him to throw better. So I was like, okay, all right, here's the window right here. Here's the catch window. And I just put my two hands in a circle around my chest. If you hit the bullseye, you're going to get a piece of chocolate, but you got to hit it twice. Well, now all of a sudden, guess who is Tom Brady, right? So he's taking the ball and he whips it right in my chest. I'm like, uh-oh, I don't want to give him candy. I got to make it a little harder. So now the second time, has to do it twice in a row. So the second time, I'm moving, right, as he's trying to hit the target and he can't do it, right? He's five. So he's upset and I'm doing everything not to let him win. So he'll hit it again. Oh, you got to do it two in a row. Nope, start over. Look, he didn't win. and I didn't want him to win. He got so upset and he like broke down because I wasn't letting him win. And I was just like, look, I mean, I think I ended up chucking Eminem, but I didn't let him win. And I said, look, the bottom line is you're not always going to win in life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't want you to win. You realize like this was a competition and I was trying to teach you how to throw a ball and I don't want you to get the bag of M&Ms. So I don't understand. Like, it's okay in life if you don't win. Look, he's five. I deal with people that are 30, 40, and 50 that act this way. Well, it's not fair what you're doing to me. Life's not fair, dude. Nothing's fair. Nothing about life is ever fair. You know what else isn't fair? The favor of God. You know what else isn't fair? When you step into the blessing of the Lord and people watch your life accelerate because you're doing the right things and you're living right. That's not fair either, right? It's not fair. We can't think we want everybody to be, it's not, everyone's not going to be equal. And there's no apologies for it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So look, I was not born in the right zip code. I wasn't born in the right oh well, get over yourself. You know what I do have? The Lord, you know what I do have? An opportunity to work hard and be everything God's called me to be. See, the promises of God, when I got saved and I began to read the word of God, I believed that they were for me, right? Everything. The financial part of it, the miracle part of it, the love part of it, I believed it was for me. I didn't believe that I had a less of an advantage to touch the promises of God than you because I didn't have any Christian in my family. I didn't believe that because I grew up without a dad. I didn't believe that because I was on heroin at 14 years old. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I believe that these promises were for me and that if I apply them in my life and take responsibility, that I would see everything come to pass. And so there was a point in my life I could not, look, it works good for the years that you can't wipe yourself. Do you understand? Like, it works for the years that you're a child. But when you become an adult, I can't blame my deaf mother for the things that I didn't have growing up. I can't blame the lack of a father for never, I don't know, learning how to fish or doing anything that guys do. At some point, you have to stop wallowing in the fact that you had an unideal situation. Everybody does. We all have a list. Done. Now, we've got to blame somebody. You know who I blame? The devil. I blame the devil for sickness and disease. It's the pit of hell. I blame him for poverty and a lot of the things that happened in my life, and I moved on. It's so hard for people to do, I'm telling you right now. Because every time something goes wrong, you want to look at somebody else to blame. I mean, you're never going to get, you cannot get free this way. Everybody's not supposed to be the same. The promises of God are the same. They don't know any boundary lines, and everybody can be free. But we can't blame others. We got to stop blaming people. I'm not even telling you to blame yourself because that's kind of sick and twisted. What I'm saying is just take responsibility, right? There was a moment I woke up and said, okay, Lord, I can't control my life back. From here past, man, I didn't control a lot of this stuff, right? Come on. Dude, you don't have a say. But there was a point about 18 years old, and I made a lot of mistakes, right? And even making mistakes, I tried to pin them on my upbringing, which is a great crutch. Nope, it was time to pick this thing up. And I said, okay, from this point forward, I'm in charge. Meaning, me and the Lord are going to do this. I'm not going to blame anybody else. If I take a wrong turn, it's on me. I regroup and I get back forward. I'm not going to blame others because I have no friends. I'm going to go make friends. I'm not going to blame others because I'm lonely. I'm going to go find somebody. I'm not going to blame others because I have no finance. I'm going to go work hard. I'm not going to blame others because I don't have open doors in the spirit realm or I don't know great men of God. I'm going to find some. I'm going to find wisdom. I'm going to seek it out. I'm going to go after the things of God and I'm going to make my life count. And I'm telling you today, don't blame anybody. You want to blame somebody, blame the devil. It comes from the pit of hell. And make a decision. When I don't care if you're 45, hit the reset button. I don't care if you're 50, hit the reset button. And know in your life that today is a new day. The past is gone. And I believe a new day is dawning on your life. We love you. Thank you for tuning in. Got some great announcements coming up in the week ahead. We'll see you tomorrow. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.